Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance is spinning around, dabbing on everybody. Dabbing on Dell all morning long.
Why would he be dabbing
on
me?
It's the 12th dab he put on
you. His favorite player is no longer a Rocket. Why is he dabbing on me?
Not my favorite player.
Yes. He's your favorite player.
Honestly,
you defended him quite a bit.
I've defended his play.
Are the Rockets a lot more likable today?
Well, sure. It'd help if they were good.
No, right? But
not really. And I'll tell you why. No, James is just gone. I don't know. I'm not invested in Boogie Cousins and John Wall and even Christian Wood. I don't know. I don't know those guys really.
I don't know. But James fatigue.
No. I was done with that. That run was over. But that doesn't make the Rockets more quote-unquote likable based on what you're saying, because this is a new team. Like this, I don't have any emotions with these guys other than PJ.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I like Boogie more than I like James.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the, like Eric Layden said, you're in your donut hole. There are a lot of people in this town who love James Harden.
Yeah.
And now that he's gone.
Well, but I think it went. I think it's gone down.
Of course, because he did what he did. But people aren't. I mean, there's some people like yes. Other people, this is a bad day for them because the star player is gone, and they look at the return and like, Victor Oladipo hasn't been good in like 2 years now.
All right. Well, are you happy? 713-780-3776. Let's get Tom in here. Hey, Tom.
What's up, man? I can't tell you how happy I am. Is this the best trade that the Rockets pulled off since they brought in Clyde?
So, are you going to watch them?
Go back and watch the Harden defensive reel. And I know he's played better the last couple of years because it was an embarrassment. He could have played worse. But, and Boogie Cousins is now my favorite Rocket for what he said. I didn't know he said that until I listened to Van Gundy this morning, which was great. Van Gundy is great. He's a great analyst. He's not as great as Philip.
He's not as great as Philip Rivers. Okay.
As an analyst?
Well, I tell you what, Philip Rivers is going to be a good analyst.
You play one way and don't play.
You think Philip Rivers will be an analyst? Thanks for the call, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
You think Philip Rivers will be an analyst?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. He's going to get into TV right away, probably. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He's home all week with his family, and then he goes on the weekend.
But I think he likes spending time with his kids.
No, he's home. You're home 4 days.
But he could be there in the weekend,
too. Game? No, well.
He'd have to fly to New York or L.A. That's just not Phillip's jam.
He has to do that.
Now, if they let him do it from remote, from
he
like
has
a room
to do
in his
that
house.
Now.
Yeah, but I don't think he. If they let him do it from a room in his house, I think he'd consider it.
918.
I could see Phillip Rivers living in Indiana. Except he may be too cold for him. He may be spoiled from the weather.
Yeah.
No, he's an Alabama kid.
North Carolina, yeah.
He's an Alabama kid.
Yeah.
He's from Alabama originally.
Manny, are you happy or not happy, Manny?
No, guys, I'm not happy. I'm not going to lie. Like, I moved from New York 3 years ago, so, you know, it was, like, cool, you know, moving where Harden was at. And now that he moved back, man, I'm thinking about maybe actually even moving back, man. There's no star. Sad day in Houston.
So you want to move to New York because James Harden did? Back to New York because James Harden did. Okay. Now, that's a fan. Okay.
Sad day in Houston. You're not sad at all about the end of an era?
Nope.
Not sad's not the right word.
No.
Are you coming to grips?
I told you. They were never
I've been resolved
title.
For a while.
Yeah,
anyway,
they never.
So.
I wrote the Sportsman article.
James is becoming.
We're in James purgatory.
When you also know about the guy, I'm not going to lie here. Deshaun is a good dude. I don't think James is a good dude.
No, he's
I don't.
He's not a good.
He wasn't. He's not a. He didn't care about fans. I've heard and seen so many things where James didn't care about fans. I'm going to leave some stuff out. I'll self-edit here. But let's just say he really didn't care about certain fans. And he just didn't care about fans in general. He didn't care about his teammates. He was the most important thing. It just got hard to really put the cape on for James Harden, because you know that he's not really, he doesn't represent what you want, your, at least for me, he didn't represent what I wanted a leader of one of my teams to be. Like Carlos Correa does.
Yeah.
I want my leader. Well, that made me so excited.
Don't we like when our guys step up in the toughest moments?
Jimmy Butler, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy to the point where he's literally a pit bull. He got his way out of Minnesota because they're too scared of him, because they were too soft for him.
Yep.
Like, I just have respect for that. I have respect for the way Deshaun handles things. I have respect, like I said, for the way that a lot of Astros, but especially Carlos Correa, did. And then you have James Harden. He's anti-Correa. He's not about team.
No.
You know, he's not about clutch.
Or clutch. No.
Stepping up in clutch situations.
Jason is here. What up, Jason? Happy, sad.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Jason?
All right. What's going on, Lance, man? This is Jason, guy from Riel, man.
Oh, hey, what's going on? How you doing?
What's going on, dude?
How you doing, man?
Man, I was calling in about the James Harden deal. I actually went to the game, what was that, Tuesday?
Yeah.
And, dude, his body language was terrible. Like, it's so much stuff that you see when you actually go to the game versus not what you see on the cameras. Like, even, like, in the second half when they came out after halftime, they're all practicing and warming up. He's sitting on the bench. Like, dude, you're not even associated with the team. They're on timeouts. They're huddling. He's not motivating none of the players. He's just walking around by the basket. I'm like, dude, he has to go. This is terrible. Like, I don't buy into people and players. But I mean, I'm a Houston for life, but I don't care. They come and they go. I mean, I liked him while he was here, but he's gone now, so he's dead to me.
He's yep. And you ain't moving like the last caller.
Well, see, what you saw is exactly what the Rockets saw, Jason, because that's why the Rockets, Steven Silas and John Wall and Boogie Cousins, that's what pissed them off.
We don't want him back in the locker
room. Not just what he said, but obviously the way he's behaved around the locker room and around practices.
Yeah. No. They didn't want. They told management he ain't coming back here. Get him out. Even if you can't trade him today, we don't want him back on the team.
So that was players who said.
Players said that.
And Steven Silas knows this is his shot.
Yeah. And
James is kind of jacking up his shot.
Well, James already did. Russell Westbrook, they all did. They all. Steven Silas is like, this is not what I signed up
but,
for.
But you know what? Roll with Steven Silas. Give him a real chance, Tillman. Don't lose faith in a guy who's having to deal with this crap. Give the guy a chance to be an actual coach and don't panic in 2 years.
Well, we'll see if he's getting Bo Portered. We'll see. Michael is here. Michael, happy, sad.
I'm gonna be real honest with you, man. I'm a little bit upset about the James Harden trade. The only reason I'm upset is because I really wanted him to be that guy. You know, I think we all in Houston wanted him to be that guy. We wanted him to be that person that puts us over that hump, but it just seemed like it was just never there. You know, every year we put our hearts into the playoffs because we know we're going to at least make it until the second round, and then, you know, all we're wanting is James Harden to take us to that next level, but he just upset us every time, you know, and it's been like that. And I'm not going to say it was him because we played against some awesome Warriors team that really, you know, just took it out the box, but we were just that close. I'm not, you know, happy he's gone. I'm just upset that I just really wanted him to be that guy, and he had so much potential. He had so much potential. Now he looks like a couch potato, but just really wanted him to be that guy.
Yep.
So that's where I am.
I think we all wanted him to be that guy, but he wasn't. He just wasn't. It always turned out that he disappointed in the end. Who's next? Alex? Alex is next. Let's get Alex in here. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I had to eat tonight, actually. You know, I am glad that Harden is gone, and, you know, we'll just see what happens with the team going forward. But I'll tell you what, I will be sad if it sounds much of the Chiefs or J.J. Watt. But, you know, I was kind of hoping that J.J. Watt would have gone back to the trade deadline. I was hoping he went to Green Bay so he could, you know, earn that chance to get a ring. And, yeah, also, I was kind of hoping Deshaun would have gone to the Patriots. I think he would have been a great fit there, you know. But it's just, you know, I'm glad he's gone, and hopefully the Rockets will move forward and go in a new direction, and we'll see what happens.
Yep. Alex, we appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Why does this guy want all Houston's best players out the door?
Leave. Beat it.
He wants Deshaun gone. And
well, he said he didn't want him gone, but then he hoped that J.J. did get traded at the trade deadline.
And Deshaun to the Patriots.
And Deshaun to the Patriots. That would have been
nice. Here's my thing. I don't want Deshaun to be, and I have seen this. It's a minority of the people on Twitter who have said this, but I have seen a lot of people who are quick to say what Deshaun's doing is the same thing. I think Deshaun, look, I think there's a right way and wrong way. I don't like the subtweets, and I don't like the stuff where Deshaun can speak his mind to management and handle that stuff, but it's definitely different. I mean, Deshaun is in a position now. James had power to do whatever he wanted for a long time, for the most part, and he had a great run, a long run. James wasn't even being a professional. He wasn't being a leader for much of this time.
James is ring chasing.
James is watching idiots.
Deshaun's not.
And morons ruined the entire opportunity for him to win in a career that's a lot shorter than a basketball career.
It's a lot different. The Rockets bent over backwards, did everything that James asked. Deshaun asked for him to interview Eric Bieniemy, and they won't even do that. A guy who everybody else interviewed. So, and he saw all those stupid trades and signings and everything else that Bill O'Brien did. He's like, man, I got to get out of here. I can't blame him.
Can I print you a free Deshaun t-shirt for you to wear?
I want one.
Lance, would you wear one too? A free Deshaun t-shirt?
Free Deshaun? Hashtag free Deshaun?
No.
I'll wear one.
Why would you wear
He loves free Deshaun. Deshaun. He wants him to thrive, and he can't thrive.
No, I'm team Deshaun.
No, you stand strong Deshaun is what you're supposed to say. That's different.
That can
free Deshaun means ground. He's gone.
Stand your ground.
I don't think it's stand your ground.
It is. That's what Andre said.
That's what Andre said.
It wasn't stand strong?
No, stand your ground, which can mean anything.
Yeah, isn't that the George, with the Trayvon Young and George Zimmerman stuff? Stand your ground? Wasn't that
there's a stand your ground law.
Florida State, yeah. Law?
No, but...
Well, if that's what Andre said, that's what he said.
Andre said stand your ground.
Maybe Andre's a Proud Boy. We don't know.
Okay, I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a glory boy. He's not a proud boy. It's very different.
We don't know.
No, you want to be a glory boy. We don't know what he is.
Stand, hey, guys. Can I be a glory boy? Stand your ground, Deshaun. That's fine. That's what you say. Not free Deshaun.
Hashtag free Deshaun.
Free Deshaun means hashtag you want him to leave.
Would you wear it in an aqua color?
I'll wear it as soon as we get Trevor Lawrence.
Would you go aqua, free Deshaun?
Okay.
And
with a little bit of orange?
With a little bit of orange.
928 ESPN 97.5. Keep your calls coming. We want to know. You happy? You sad?
Dale can't wait to get rid of the guy he thought he was going to be a great quarterback.
No, I don't.
Tua.
No.
You can't wait to get rid of Tua.
That's not actually
the case. Did you see the story? Dolphins players don't think he can leave?
Congratulations. Guys who can't get open have a problem.
Yeah.
Bye. You know, I don't want Tua gone, but I would laugh if Deshaun got traded.
For him.
Yeah. It'd be funny to me living here.
Taking a break on the other side. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance is spinning around, dabbing on everybody. Dabbing on Dell all morning long.
Why would he be dabbing on me?
It's the 12th dab he put on
his favorite player is no longer a Rocket. Why is he dabbing on me?
Not my favorite player.
Yes. He's your favorite player.
Honestly, you
defended him quite a bit.
I've defended his play.
Are the Rockets a lot more likable today?
Well, sure. it'd help if they were good.
No, right? But
not really. And I'll tell you why. No, James is just gone. I don't know. I'm not invested in Boogie Cousins and John Wall and even Christian Wood. I don't know. I don't know those guys really.
I don't know. But I'm James fatigued.
No. I was done with that. That run was over. But that doesn't make the Rockets more quote unquote likable based on what you're saying, because this is a new team. Like this, I don't have any emotions with any of these guys other than PJ.
Okay. I'm gonna say this: I like Boogie more than I like James.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the, like Eric Layden said, you're in your donut hole. There are a lot of people in this town who love James Harden.
Yeah.
And now that he's gone.
Well, but I think it went. I think it's gone down.
Of course, because he did what he did. But people aren't. I mean, there's some people like yes. Other people, this is a bad day for them because the star player is gone, and they look at the return and like, Victor Oladipo hasn't been good in like 2 years now.
All right. Well, are you happy? 713-780-3776. Let's get Tom in here. Hey, Tom.
What's up, man? I can't tell you how happy I am. Is this the best trade that the Rockets pulled off since they brought in Clyde?
So are you going to watch them?
Go back and watch the Harden defensive reel. And I know he's played better the last couple of years because it was an embarrassment. He couldn't play worse. But, and Boogie Cousins is now my favorite Rocket for what he said. I didn't know he said that until I listened to Van Gundy this morning, which was great. Van Gundy is great. He's a great analyst. He's not as great as Philip.
He's not as great as Philip Rivers. Okay.
As an analyst?
Well, I tell you what, Philip Rivers is going to be a good analyst.
You play one way and don't play.
You think Philip Rivers will be an analyst? Thanks for the call,
Tom.
You think Philip Rivers will be an analyst?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. He's going to get into TV right away, probably. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He's home all week with his family, and then he goes on the weekend.
But I think he likes spending time with his kids.
No, he's home. You're home 4 days.
But he could be there in the weekend, too.
No, well.
He'd have to fly to New York or L.A. That's just not Phillip's jam.
He has to do that.
Now, if they let him do it from remote, from like a room in his house. Yeah, but I don't think he – if they let him do it from a room in his house, I think he'd consider it.
918.
I could see Phillip Rivers living in Indiana, except he may be too cold for him. He may be spoiled from the weather.
Yeah.
He's an Alabama kid.
North Carolina, yeah.
He's an Alabama kid.
Yeah.
He's from Alabama originally.
Manny, are you happy or not happy, Manny?
No, guys, I'm not happy. I'm not going to lie. Like, I moved from New York 3 years ago, so, you know, it was, like, cool, you know, moving where Harden was at. And now that he moved back, man, I'm thinking about maybe actually even moving back, man. There's no star. Sad day in Houston.
So you want to move to New York because James Harden did? Back to New York because James Harden did. Okay. Now, that's a fan. Okay.
Sad day in Houston. You're not sad at all about the end of an era?
Nope.
Not sad is not the right word.
No.
Are you coming to grips?
I told you. They were never
I've been resolved
title.
For a while.
Yeah,
anyway,
they never. I wrote the Sportsman article.
James is becoming.
We're in James purgatory.
When you also know about the guy, I'm not going to lie here. Deshaun is a good dude. I don't think James is a good dude.
No, he's not.
I don't.
He's not a good dude.
He didn't care about fans. I've heard and seen so many things where James didn't care about fans. I'm going to leave some stuff out. I'll self-edit here. But let's just say he really didn't care about certain fans. And he just doesn't care about fans in general. He didn't care about his teammates. He was the most important thing. It just got hard to really put the cape on for James Harden because you know that he's not really, he doesn't represent what you want at least for me. He didn't represent what I wanted a leader of one of my teams to be. Like Carlos Correa does.
Yeah.
I want my leader. Well, that made me so excited.
Don't we like when our guys step up in the toughest moments?
Jimmy Butler. You know?
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy to the point where he's literally a pit bull. He got his way out of Minnesota because they're too scared of him because they were too soft for him.
Yep.
Like, I just have respect for that. I have respect for the way Deshaun handles things. I have respect, like I said, for the way that a lot of Astros, but especially Carlos Correa did. And then you have James Harden. He's anti-Correa. He's not about team.
No.
You know, he's not about clutch.
Or clutch. No.
Stepping up in clutch situations.
Jason is here. What up, Jason? Happy, sad.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Jason?
All right. What's going on, Lance, man? This is Jason, guy from Riel, man.
Oh, hey, what's going on? How you doing?
What's going on, dude?
How you doing, man?
Man, I was calling in about the James Harden deal. I actually went to the game, what was that, Tuesday?
Yeah.
And, dude, his body language was terrible. Like, it's so much stuff that you see when you actually go to the game versus not what you see on the cameras. Like, even, like, in the second half when they came out after halftime, they're all practicing and warming up. He's sitting on the bench. Like, dude, you're not even associated with the team. They're on timeouts. They're huddling. He's not motivating none of the players. He's just walking around by the basket. I'm like, dude, he has to go. This is terrible. Like, I don't buy into people and players, but, I mean, I'm a Houston for life, but I don't care. They come and they go. I mean, I liked him while he was here, but he's gone now, so he's dead to me.
He's yep. And you that's ain't moving why, like the last caller.
Well, see, what you saw is exactly what the Rockets saw, Jason, because that's why that's why the Rockets, Steven Silas and John Wall and Boogie Cousins, that's what pissed them off.
We don't want him back in the locker
room. Not just what he said, but obviously the way he's behaved around the locker room and around practices.
Yeah. No. They didn't want. They told management he ain't coming back here. Get him out. Even if you can't trade him today, we don't want him back on the team.
So that was players who said
players
that.
Players said that.
And Steven Silas knows this is his shot.
Yeah. And
James is kind of jacking up his shot.
Well, James already did. Russell Westbrook, they all did. They all. Steven Silas is like, this is not what I signed up
but,
for.
But you know what? Roll with Steven Silas. Give him a real chance, Tillman. Don't lose faith in a guy who's having to deal with this crap. Give the guy a chance to be an actual coach and don't panic in 2 years.
Well, we'll see if he's getting Bo Portered. We'll see. Michael is here. Michael, happy, sad.
You know what? I'm being real honest with you, man. I'm a little bit upset about the James Harden trade. The only reason I'm upset is because I really wanted him to be that guy. You know, I think we all in Houston wanted him to be that guy. We wanted him to be that person that puts us over that hump, but it just seemed like it was just never there. You know, every year we put our hearts into the playoffs because we know we're going to at least make it until the second round, and then, you know, all we're wanting is James Harden to take us to that next level, but he just upset us every time, you know, and it's been like that. And I'm not going to say it was him because we played against some awesome Warriors team that really, you know, just took it out the box, but we were just that close. I'm not, you know, happy he's gone. I'm just upset that I just really wanted him to be that guy, and he had so much potential. He had so much potential. Now he looks like a couch potato, but just really wanted him to be that guy.
Yep.
So that's where I am.
I think we all wanted him to be that guy, but he wasn't. He just wasn't. It always turned out that he disappointed in the end. Who's next? Alex? Alex is next. Let's get Alex in here. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, it's a happy day today, actually. You know, I am glad that Harden is gone, and, you know, we'll just see what happens with the team going forward. But I'll tell you what, I will be sad if it sounds much of the Chiefs or J.J. Watt. But, you know, I was kind of hoping that J.J. Watt would have gone back for the trade deadline. I was hoping he went to Green Bay so he can, you know, earn that chance to get a ring. And yeah, also, I was kind of hoping the show would have gone to the Patriots. I think he would have been a great fit there, you know. But it's just, you know, I'm glad he's gone, and hopefully the Rockets will move forward and go in a new direction, and we'll see what happens.
Yep. Alex, we appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Why does this guy want all Houston's best players out the door?
Leave. Beat it.
He wants Deshaun gone. And
well, he said he didn't want him gone, but then he hoped that J.J. did get traded at the trade deadline.
And Deshaun to the Patriots.
And Deshaun to the Patriots. Well, that would have been
here's my thing. I don't want Deshaun to be, and I have seen this. It's a minority of the people on Twitter who have said this, but I have seen a lot of people who are quick to say what Deshaun's doing is the same thing. I think Deshaun, look, I think there's a right way and wrong way. I don't like the subtweets, and I don't like the stuff where Deshaun can speak his mind to management and handle that stuff, but it's definitely different. I mean, Deshaun is in a position now. James had power to do whatever he wanted for a long time, for the most part, and he had a great run, a long run. James wasn't even being a professional. He wasn't being a leader for much of this time.
James is ring chasing.
James is watching idiots.
Deshaun's not.
And morons ruined the entire opportunity for him to win in a career that's a lot shorter than a basketball career.
It's a lot different. The Rockets bent over backwards, did everything that James asked. Deshaun asked for them to interview Eric Bieniemy, and they won't even do that. A guy who everybody else interviewed. So, and he saw all those stupid trades and signings and everything else that Bill O'Brien did. He's like, man, I got to get out of here. I can't blame him.
Can I print you a free Deshaun t-shirt for you to wear?
I want one.
Lance, would you wear one too? A free Deshaun t-shirt?
Free Deshaun? Hashtag free Deshaun?
No.
I'll wear one.
Why would you wear free
Deshaun? He loves Deshaun. He wants him to thrive, and he can't thrive.
No, I'm team Deshaun.
No, you stand strong Deshaun is what you're supposed to say. That's different.
That can
free Deshaun means ground. He's gone.
Stand your ground.
I don't think it's stand your ground.
It is. That's what Andre said.
That's what Andre said.
It wasn't stand strong?
No, stand your ground, which can mean anything.
Yeah, isn't that the George, with the Trayvon Young and George Zimmerman stuff? Stand your ground?
Well, there's a stand your ground
Florida
law.
State, yeah. Law?
No, but.
Well, if that's what Andre said. That's what he said.
Andre said stand your ground.
Maybe Andre's a Proud Boy. We don't know.
Okay, I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a glory boy. He's not a proud boy. It's very different.
We don't know.
No, you want to be a glory boy. We don't know what he is.
Guys, can I be a glory boy? Stand your ground, Deshaun. That's fine. That's what you say. Not free Deshaun.
Hashtag free Deshaun.
Free Deshaun means you want him to leave.
Would you wear it in an aqua color?
I'll wear it as soon as we get Trevor Lawrence.
Would you go aqua, free Deshaun?
Okay.
And
with a little bit of orange?
With a little bit of orange.
928 ESPN 97.5. Keep your calls coming. We want to know. You happy? You sad?
Dell can't wait to get rid of the guy he thought he was going to be a great quarterback.
No, I don't.
You can't wait to get rid of Tua.
That's not actually.
Did you see the story? Dolphins players don't think he can leave.
Congratulations, guys who can't get open have a problem. Yeah. Bye. You know, I don't want Tua gone, but I would laugh if Deshaun got traded
for him.
Yeah, it'd be funny to me living here.
Taking a break on the other side. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All righty then, 931 ESPN 97.5. You know what? Let's start the Jeff Van Gundy. For those of you who didn't hear it, we will play that for you, maybe after this break. We'll take some calls right now, 713-780-3776, but we'll play some of the Jeff Van Gundy stuff for those of you that missed it. And Dave Hardesty is going to join us at the top of the hour. So we're talking a lot of Rockets basketball here today, as well we should. A big, big, big trade in which James Harden now a New Jersey Net. Do the Nets even get to the – do they get to the NBA Finals? Do they get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yes.
They do?
I think so. I just think the talent is good.
They're not winning games.
Have you seen the roster?
You know, nothing says, hey, we're a really poor defensive team. Let's add James Harden.
But the roster's really good. And James is going to all of a sudden magically get in shape.
It's been depleted.
Somebody
now
said
LeVert,
he's wearing a silicone.
With Allen. Dinwiddie's hurt. I mean, it's depleted.
Is there a chance James is wearing a silicone belly like they do for movies where they create, you know,
that
looks
the,
like
the six pack
for well no that he's like, wearing that to make himself look bigger. And all of a sudden when he's with the James looks lighter.
He looks like he's the guy from 300 now.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah,
no. I had a fat suit on. What if James has been wearing a fat suit to trick us?
I like to call him Fatass.
I mean,
put
you could just
respect
call,
on that man's 44 points his first game back.
You can call him Mark Henry if you want.
Yeah, I could, but I like to call him Fatass Harden.
That's not what's Fatass. I'm just calling Fatass. What's Fatass? What does that have to do?
It's not.
It's his French
it's
way
not an ugly word.
Making fun of James.
Fatass Harden.
Yeah, or James Fatass.
Usually, when you do that, it's because it's a play off their actual name. And then you change it around. Yeah. Like there's a.
You don't know his middle name.
Like that name.
He could be James Fatass. You don't know.
Oh, no, knew that. I'm going to look it up. I imagine.
Wait a minute. This can't be a recent picture. James looks in good shape. We really getting better and better. Forever humble. Volume 5 Adidas hoops.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, this is an
nothing
Adidas.
Says humble like James.
His name is Edward. Edward, not Fataz.
It's not Fataz?
His middle name
no,
is Edward.
No, but his, wait a minute, his confirmation name could be Fataz. James Edward Fataz Harden.
His confirmation
Who names
name?
Their, what?
Could be. You don't know.
You don't know either.
Underrated mess. Happy or sad?
Well, I couldn't be happier to get this bum out of Houston. I haven't watched this cat or even Rockets basketball really seriously for the last 6 years. His game's always been so trash to me. So
there's been some good basketball, though.
What's that?
There's been some good basketball from the Rockets during that time.
Yeah, I know.
And James is a big part of it.
I mean, I get that. No, I understand that, and the stats are nice during the regular season, but you always knew it wasn't going to translate to the playoffs. The dude just doesn't compete on both sides of the court. And it's just, for me, as an old-school cat, it's just hard to watch that game. And to be honest with you, we finally get to see, you know, Steven Silas as a coach. I honestly don't even think we've seen his offense yet because he's had that cancer on the court with him. So we kind of get to see that. I know we're in a transition period, so we kind of got to take it for what it is. But the Celtics did this a few years back with the same team, the Nets, and they turned it into something that has been a pretty solid squad for the next few years. So I'm kind of stoked about that. Let's take it for what it is. Watch the Nets implode. And New York media can deal with that bum now. And then the real losers here are the strippers in Houston. I'm sure they're all moving. Y'all have a good one.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't say that I enjoyed watching him. I mean, he was a great player. They took him far. There were stretches. The 65-win season was fun. I think he changed up his game some in that 65-win season. But watching him stand at the top of the key, dribble, it's not entertaining. It wasn't entertaining. I
found it to be entertaining most of the time.
He didn't frustrate you. I mean, running the shot clock down and then he never did anything wrong. The other night he got a ball stolen from him. And he was. That's all he did was. He turned around to the refs. They're running down the court for an easy layup. I think it was Sunday night, and he's standing there and he's with his hand. He didn't get fouled, and yet he's. I mean, to me, I don't know. I'd say good riddance to me. I mean, he's a great, great player, but I knew you were never winning with him. Chris, what's going on, Chris? Bring him in.
Hey, man, I actually look at this in a different way. I'm actually happy about the trade, and I'm happy about the draft picks more than anything. I think that Houstonians and Houston Rockets fans have gotten used to the Daryl Morey way, which is bring in big stars, and see where it goes. Whereas other teams and other cities build through the draft. I think we forgot that teams actually build through draft picks. So I'm actually excited to see. I mean, his money is off the books, and if Oladipo doesn't re-sign, we have that money. We can get somebody. So now you get a mix of a vet or two, and then you get to bring in four draft picks or whatever number stays around at the end of it. But we still now we get to build like a regular franchise, man. And I think that people need to realize that Morey was just a different kind of cat, and we got used to that. So let's see what happens and get some young talent. Let's be like Phoenix. Let's be like Denver and build a damn team.
I I'm all on board. I think it's going to be a little bit harder to draw some of the better veteran talent in. I mean, money's money. So if you got money for them, then veterans are going to take it. But the guys who are the best players, I'm not sure Houston's going to be. I'm not sure that's the spot that you're really scouting out right now.
I don't know if I want to be Phoenix, how much they sucked all those years. But they did get Devin Booker out of it, and they made a deal, and now they're better. But, man, that was a lot of years of really sucky basketball, a lot of years. And I don't know how long this is going to take. I think that Rafael Stone is doing a really nice job.
Can I sell you on this? I'm going to make a point, right? All right, who's the Rockets' go-to guy that they're going to build around?
Christian Wood.
Not build around, build with.
Christian Wood.
You will not be a good team if you build around Christian Wood.
No,
he's
no,
not
no.
that kind of talent.
No.
But build with. Okay, so Would you say the Spurs had a dynasty?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, right? You'd go so far as to say they had a big three, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony Parker was drafted at the end of the first round. Manny Ginobili was drafted in the second round.
At the last pick of the second round.
Yeah. So, what if I were to tell you that maybe Christian Wood is our Tim Duncan,
ooh,
and these late round picks can turn into Tony Parker and Manny Ginobili?
Thank you.
You think Christian Wood, whose girlfriend
keep hope alive,
dumped him on draft day, is this where's generation,
that hoe at now?
This generation's version
where's
of
that
Tim
hoe
Duncan,
at now? Ring, new phone, who dis? That's what Christian tells
you
her.
Believe,
new phone, who dis?
You believe Christian Wood, who Detroit didn't want to pay, is...
Another dumb, a bunch of dummies.
And James looked at him and goes, huh, that's Tim Duncan, but I still want to leave? That's what you think happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want, yeah. No. Christian Wood is Tim Duncan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let's see what Tim Duncan did in his first year with the Spurs after they were so
Tim
bad.
Tim Duncan never got cut by a Chinese team.
Well, exactly.
Right. So?
What does that mean?
But look at the story. Look at the Christian Wood story. Okay?
What story?
It's unbelievable. His girl left him on draft night?
I just said that, yeah.
Went with your little Okafor or somebody. I don't know who she ended up with, but she took off. And look at now. Oh, you don't think she wishes she was around? You're going to wish you were around
I don't know for
the greatness that is.
I don't know who she is. Maybe she found someone else.
Could be. Maybe Jahlil Okafor. I don't know. Let's get Logan in here. Logan, happy or sad?
Hey, guys. Yeah, honestly, not too upset about it. You know, it's hard to work with someone if they don't want to be there, you know. But the draft picks are nice. Being able to see Oladipo and maybe see some team ball out of all the guys that are there. Maybe a little more passing in and seems like the new coach. A lot of unknowns, but I'm not mad at it, guys.
Nope.
I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right, man. Appreciate it. One more. Ben, happy or sad?
Hey, guys. I want to talk about Dwight Howard. And my friends were making fun of me whenever I said that we should have built around Dwight Howard and not James Harden. Sorry, I'm jogging. That we should have dropped James Harden like 4 years ago. But if you look at Dwight now, the Lakers built around Dwight. They got him LeBron James and Anthony Davis. What do you think about that?
I would say the Lakers
they did build. Wait a minute. He's not wrong.
Right.
What do you mean
they put LeBron and Anthony Davis around Dwight Howard and won a championship?
Well, they acquired those two first and then brought in Dwight.
Yeah, but they had it in mind all along. The cornerstone was Dwight.
I would say, did he miss Dwight's first tenure in L.A.? It's kind of the reason he wound up here, right?
Yes. Everyone there hated him.
Ben, that's a bit of a reach.
Every Laker fan hated him, and every Dwight I'm surprised he made it back on the Lakers. To be honest with you, yeah. The fans hated him. There.
I know you're jogging.
Yeah,
maybe there's lack of blood flow to the brain. I don't know. I would say they did not build around Dwight in L.A. And though it did not end well in Houston, your friends are still right about that discussion.
I don't know. I kind of think. I like Ben. I like, you know what? He's right. Rockets should have built around Dwight instead of James. I'm with him. Lakers did, and look what happened.
Do the young kids have a new word for smoking when he said, I'm jogging?
Is that it?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a new word for getting high?
944.
Man, for getting high? I'm jogging out here.
944 ESPN 97.5. We'll play some of that Jeff Van Gundy on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Charles Altuve makes a good point here. The Warriors built around Looney. They got him Steph, Clay, and Draymond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. pretty good point.
You do make a point. I think, I mean, the Heat in their first title built around Udonis Haslem, so it happens.
Yeah. No, right. Absolutely. You know, when they threw in...
Then they threw in Wade and Shaq, but still.
But still.
Udonis was the guy, the centerpiece.
Well, kind of. A little bit.
Well, if I'm jogging, like Ben was.
His sports bra's down too tight. Ben, that's ugly.
Who said that about Ben?
Ben said that about the other Ben.
Oh, look. Ben, I don't know if you called before. We appreciate it. I would just say refrain from having that argument with your buddies.
I think he started it with his friends are laughing at him, and I think I know why.
Now the rest of the city is.
now it's perfectly clear.
Stop.
We appreciate you, though, Ben.
No, Ben, keep listening. We love you. So Jeff Van Gundy was
on. I thought he sounded nervous.
He was jogging.
He was jogging.
Are we sure?
Man, I'm jogging out here. Yeah, he was jogging. You heard him.
You think it means smoking a bong.
I'm asking, considering what the topics he brought up. Does jogging mean something else now?
let's go. Jeff Van Gundy was on with us early this morning, 7:15. So maybe some of you weren't able to hear it. Here is some of Jeff Van Gundy earlier in the show. What if Oladipo doesn't show up, though, Coach? A rumor has it Kevin O'Connor is reporting that he wants to go to Miami, that he doesn't want to be here in Houston.
You know, again, I get the player empowerment, you know, thing that everybody talks about, but that's an abuse of power right there if he decides not to show up. You know, can he get away with not showing up? Sure, but then don't pay him. I do not understand for the life of me why people who sign valid contracts and know the perils of the job, which is being traded, you don't get to pick your workplace in professional sports. You know, James Harden, he worked the system and he got what he wanted. But for the majority of players, they have to go and play where they're supposed to play. And if he doesn't show up, then he doesn't get paid. It's that simple.
Coach, did you hear the comments from DeMarcus Cousins yesterday after practice where he basically, you know, the Rockets basically said, don't come back to practice, James. It had become a really untenable situation. Did you get to hear Cousins' comments at all when he was asked about that?
I did, and I'll tell you what, I don't know Cousins at all. I do know him reputationally, but you know what impressed me most about that is he put his name to it. You know, he didn't leak it out as an anonymous player, as so many people in sports do now. They want to get their say in, but they don't want to put their name to it. Cousins put his name to it. And I was impressed by that. And you rarely see a player not support the behavior of another player. And again, I'm not in, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of their situation, but I was impressed with Cousins putting his name to it. And I think we all have to ask ourselves, you know, and this goes right to how sport is viewed today. I think the media has a lot to do with the problems with players. Like Harden had to be, you know, he's trying to get to a championship team, right? Because we in the media only give credit to those guys who win championships. Previously, in previous decades, Malone and Stockton weren't ridiculed if they didn't win a championship. They were praised for the pursuit of winning a championship. So Harden feels like for his reputation, he's got to get to a championship caliber team. And he wouldn't be able to get to where he wanted to unless he acted poorly. So he acted poorly. He forced the Rockets' hand by his statements after the game and by his play, his, you know, apathetic play during games. And so he forced his way to get his way. And it was just refreshing to see a player like Cousins say what he really felt and put his name to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Van Gundy with us here on ESPN 97.5. What's James' legacy here, Coach?
Well, see, I don't think the two things should be confused. how he forced his way out, I can understand the Houston fan being disgusted by that. But you cannot diminish what a great, great player he was. You think about it, when he got traded here, he was the sixth man in Oklahoma City. And from game one, when he came here, he was an absolute star. He was a star of stars. One of the greatest scoring threats that we've ever seen in this game. And in many ways, changed the game, whether for better or for worse, however you see it. He changed the course of the direction of the offensive attack in our league. And they won a lot of regular season games. They advanced to a couple Western Conference finals. Was he able to completely get over the hump and win a championship? No, but a lot of great players have not won championships. And a lot of it is due as much to your, not to what your shortcomings were, but who you were playing with and who you were playing against. And in his greatest years, he was going up against an all-time great team in the Golden State Warriors. So his ending here should not diminish what a great, great player he was here, what an incredible trade it was here, and what an incredible period of time it was here for the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets fans just went through a great era of basketball, and unfortunately it didn't end in the manner you would have liked it to, either with a championship or with Harden playing out the rest of his time here. But let's not forget what a great player he is.
You're uniquely positioned because of your, you know, you are a season ticket holder of the Houston Texans. So you're uniquely positioned to answer this. We're faced with existential times here in Houston as sports fans. You had the Harden debacle that eventually played itself out and now is going to lead to, I think, you know, a bit of a rebuilding process. It may not be a lot of fun, but it's necessary. But then also the Deshaun Watson situation, another guy who's very unhappy with the team. And there are similarities between Harden and Watson, but I think Watson's is more about the direction of the organization, where Harden was simply, he wanted to go try to win a championship. How they deal with their issues with the team, I think is going to define both those guys. We saw how Harden responded. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Deshaun responds moving forward.
Yeah, and I think the two situations, while somewhat similar, are dissimilar in this way. The Rockets in this situation didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Harden just came in. At some point, he became disillusioned with their trajectory as far as winning. But they didn't do anything wrong. In fact, the biggest mistake they may have made was listening to Harden too much about personnel, which can happen. You know, just because you're a great, great player doesn't mean you're an expert on knowing who the right pieces are to fit around you. With Watson, it seems a little bit, from what you read, and I don't know too much, self-inflicted in that they asked for his opinion and then didn't even grant the people that he suggested interviews. That doesn't make sense to me. So I think Watson, they're not going to trade Watson. You know, somebody called me up, another season ticket holder yesterday called me up and said, well, what if Jacksonville offered you the number one, a number one the next year? You know, like he was going through this crazy offer. Maybe that brings him to think about it, but I think at the end of the day, what you go into Watson and say is, hey, I screwed up. I asked you your opinion. I didn't really give your opinion as much thought as I should have, but this guy, Nick Caserio, he's good, he's sound, he's solid. Let's start over again. And I think it'll be fine. He's a great, great player. I don't see how you trade the most important position in sport away once you know you have the right guy.
Jeff Van Gundy, earlier here on the show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Good stuff. Dave Hardesty is going to join us on the other side right here. So we will continue the conversation about what this means. This guy is, he's so plugged into everything, Houston Rockets fans and team and fans. So we'll get that lowdown next right here, and Lance will be beating it. In the meantime, I want to talk about mybookie.ag promo code radio. Mybookie.ag promo code radio. This is the time to put, listen, now is the time, brother. It is, you got the divisional playoffs going on. Are you kidding me? This, it doesn't get any better. This is what you want to bet on. Last week was dogs. This week, probably favorites, people. This is traditionally the favorites. So check it out. NFL, NBA, college hoops. Check, check, check. MMA, soccer. That's right. You can bet on stupid soccer. Whatever you want. If you deposit, your initial deposit is, you go up to $1,000, they will match half of that. So you've got $1,500 to play with. Now, you can put any amount of money you want in there. Put in promo code radio, and you can start to play and win and get paid. Minimum investment, only $45. Give you a variety of ways to deposit instantly, including credit card, bank transfer, Bitcoin, and more. It's mybookie.ag. Bet, win, and get paid. Use promo code radio for the half deposit match up to $1,000. Mybookie.ag.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.